Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What his intent was isn't quite clear, but Los Angeles authorities say Ephraim Hunter was targeting Mayor Karen Bass when he broke into the official residence of the L.A. mayor before dawn on Sunday.
We believe that he was targeting the mayor, but it's an ongoing investigation.
L.A. County Sheriff George Gascon.
We have charged Mr. Hunter, 29 years of age, with one felony count of first-degree residential burglary, with a person present, and one felony count of vandalism of $400 or more in damage.
President Biden on Wednesday will sign the $95 billion foreign aid package with money for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and Indo-Pacific allies. The Senate overwhelmingly passed it on Tuesday night. The United Nations is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in Gaza that were raided by Israeli troops. This is ABC News. The guy who broke into the official residence of the Los Angeles mayor has been formally charged.
Ephraim Hunter targeted Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and knew it was a mayor's home, according to L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. His office now charging Hunter with burglary and vandalism charges.
There were actions while he was inside of the property, and that he was looking for her.
Gascon says Hunter shattered a back glass door, cutting his hand, and he left bloodstains throughout the house. Mayor Bass and her family who were in the home were not hurt. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Calls to 911 in Newberry County, South Carolina were flooding in. Sirens, a loud roar. Some people even flagged down deputies, all wanting to know what was causing it. The sheriff hit social media to announce it was cicadas, males, singing to attract mates after more than a decade being dormant underground. Trillions of cicadas are emerging in the eastern U.S. this month. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers let one slip away. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing in Pittsburgh 4-2. The Brewers starter Joe Ross had pitched to 79 pitches, holding the Pirates to one run, but manager Pat Murphy pulled him in the sixth inning. Murphy asked, should he have kept him in a little longer?
No. It's always what's best for the pitcher. Squeezing more out of somebody this early in the season isn't what we've
like to do.
The Brewers starters have pitched the fewest amount of innings so far this year in Major League Baseball. NBA Game 2 of the Bucks and the Pacers playoff series is tonight. Milwaukee won Game 1, 109-94 Sunday night. The NFL draft is this Thursday night. Brian Gutekunst asks if the draft board is ready yet in the Packers war room.
Really, through this past weekend, we kind of got to a point where we feel really good about where it's at. And we'll probably have one more meeting this evening and lock it up really till Thursday.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A freeze warning in effect for the overnight, as we'll see clear skies, light winds, and temperatures tumbling to the upper 20s. After our frosty start Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies, highs reaching the mid-50s, mostly clear mid-30s Wednesday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude and you make it the greatest radio show ever. Dom returns to the airwaves Wednesday. No court for Trump, but plenty of politics. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy David Pepper, the lawyer, writer. His latest book is Saving Democracy, a user's manual for every American. Political activist, former elected official, adjunct professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Law. He served as chairman of the Ohio Democratic Party from 2015 to 2021. And has a regular Substack newsletter that's really worth subscribing to. I strongly recommend it. It's completely free. Substack.com. What is the David? What's the URL for your newsletter?
Let me look here. I'll mention it when we go. I think it's just David Pepper, but I'll.
Yeah, davidpepper.substack.com. In any case, you can just go to substack.com and type in David Pepper and or Pepper Perspective or Pepperspectives, and you'll get it. It's easy to find. So, David, two things I want to talk with you about. One, you were interviewed, for somebody else's piece, and the topic was why are younger voters going with Trump, and you noted. This was a 19-year-old student. You said, "For this is normal. It's all we've." This person said to you, that, "Let me start over." You guys were discussing how weird and abnormal contemporary politics have been since the introduction of Donald Trump, by and large, 9 years ago. And this young person said, "Well, that's all we've ever known." Can you speak to that?
Yeah. This wasn't even about why young people might vote for Trump. It's about understanding what they've seen their whole lives. So this the conversation, this was actually back right before Trump won, and I was saying to a group of college students, hey, everyone, this what we're seeing here is not normal. Trump's campaign and all the offensive things he said, and, this was in the heart of that 16 campaign. I said, none of this is normal. And that's when this young woman raised her hand and said, Mr. Pepper, to us, this is completely normal. And she went on to explain, since we were like 10 or 11, they question the citizenship of our president based on the color of his skin. And now I think back to the people who've come after that young woman and all they've seen. And so when we who are a little older all say this is not normal, we have to remember that all they've seen is this crazy stuff. Mm. And that doesn't do much. That doesn't maybe that helps us see that we actually have to work even harder to convince a group of people who've only seen politics be so broken, so screwed up, so over the top, so corrupt in many ways. For those of us who think it can be better, we've got even extra work to do because we can't just simply say to them, we've got to return to what it was like. They never saw that. Yeah. And so that's what I wrote that essay about, was to understand that every year that goes by are more young people who've only seen how bad it is, don't recall when it ever was good, and those of us who think it can be better need to work extra hard to make sure they can see that going forward.
Yeah.
Or what do you get as a result? You get lower voter turnout. You get less of a connection to democracy if their only experience with it has been what they've seen so far.
Yeah, it's the same with economics, you know, trying to tell young people what economics were like in the United States in the 60s, 70s, you know, before Reaganomics. The piece I published today, I believe, on my newsletter was, you know, about how when my dad bought the house that he lived in until the day he died back in 1957, I was 6 years old, he bought it for $13,000, which was just about exactly twice what he made working in a union tool and die shop in Lansing, Michigan. Back then, according to the Fed, average home prices were 2.2 times average or median U.S. income. Right now, average home prices are more than 10 times U.S. median income. I mean, young people just have no idea how easily so many of us just slid into the middle class in the 60s, 70s, and 80s until Reagan's, you know, neoliberal policies really, you know, put the bite on working class people. We've gone from 60s.
We're expecting this generation to just automatically gravitate around, you know, capitalism that benefits all and democracy that lifts us, even though their lived experience has not been that that's the case. I mean, the big issue today, obviously, is student debt.
Yeah.
It's so high that they're paying it for decades. They can't afford that. Even if the home was affordable, the debt makes it so it probably isn't. So we're asking them to accept all of our assumptions about these systems, even though most of their lived experiences, it hasn't worked out that well. So yeah. I think we got work to do on the policy to make it work. And I think we have to be smart enough and thoughtful enough to see that their perspective is quite different because of what they've seen, like that young woman told me, since they were 10 years old.
Yeah, it was brilliant. The other story I wanted to talk with you about is from your newsletter this week. And now I have the URL. It is davidpepper.substack.com, P-E-P-P-E-R. And it's titled "The Pattern: Preserving Power at All Costs." This is a pretty shocking series of stories you're telling about what's going on in Ohio. But I think the meta story is even more shocking, which is that, you know, people who use Democratic means, small D Democratic means, to get elected, then are explicitly trying to violate the basic tenets of democracy in order to stay in power.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is the more I write this stuff, the more, you know, January 6th, as over the top as it was an attempt to deny an election result. And it was outrageous to most Americans. But at a micro level, in states, as I try and describe in that one newsletter, we see this all the time. You know, back in 2018, Missouri voters, for example, they voted for Medicaid expansion. They voted to end gerrymandering. The legislature simply ignored them. And the examples I provided in this Substack post you mentioned, we had an election for the state school board, and Democratic candidates who believed in public schools won three races. They flipped the elected majority of that state school board. But just like Jim Crow did in the 50s, our governor immediately stripped the power away from that state school board. We had an election about pensions, the state teachers' retirement pension. The teacher retirees are frustrated. They don't think there's enough transparency. The returns aren't that good. They elected a quote-unquote reformer to start asking more questions. Well, on the moment that reformer won, the governor fired another reformer from the board to undo the result of that election. And so I could go on. That also happened with our Supreme Court elections in other states. So my guess is anyone looking closely at many of these red states will see what I'm showing in Ohio, that on these more micro-level bodies of government that have massive power that no one knows about, they control large amounts of money like a state pension board or a state school board. When they lose, they are quick to figure out how to undo that loss through extra legal or undemocratic means. In Ohio, sadly, they frankly keep getting away with it. And we've got to get a lot smarter. And our courts, I think, have to be a lot tougher on stopping this stuff before it takes hold, which it's done in Ohio for now a couple of years.
Well, and it's being done in Ohio with the support of local billionaires and national billionaires. I mean, you've got, you know, money from both in-state and out-of-state. Ohio's not a particularly poor state, but coming in to support the Republican Party. And to the best of my knowledge, there's no analog to that on the side, you know, on the pro-democracy side, you know, generally speaking, the Democratic Party, but just more broadly, you know, you've got, you know, like Mark Elias out there and you and a couple of people, you know, waving the flag and fighting the good fight. But, God, you guys are running up against people who have literally
tens of billions of dollars available to them.
And you know what's interesting is they don't only spend that against Democrats. When a Republican strays, they attack them. So one of my biggest issues is yours is too, are these universal vouchers that are basically paying private school students to keep going to the school they were already going to and could already afford.
Right.
Or there were some Texas Republicans from rural Texas who understand that that system is a killer to rural public schools. They voted against the Governor Abbott's plan. And what happened in the next primary? They were attacked by DeVos dark money and knocked out by another Republican. So this big money is not only used against Democrats who often are out of power in these states. Mm. It's used against Republicans who dare stand up to some right-wing plan. And the reason they're standing up for that plan is they know the outcome would not be good for their constituents, so they lose as well. So, yeah, it's a real, there's solutions here. I don't want to leave everyone hopeless, but we need more resources. I'm going to try and put something together to try and bring more accountability to those who are pushing for these universal vouchers, for example. But I also think, as I said earlier, when you see these sort of lawless attacks on institutions to undo an election, to hold power, I've been watching, and we see this at the federal level too, like courts are just so slow to bring accountability. So of course they're going to keep doing it until they see that they're going to be held accountable. And that's too rare these days, and they're getting away with so much because of it.
Yeah, and to a large extent, you can track this back to Citizens United, Clarence Thomas, the deciding vote. After having been bribed for years by right-wing billionaires to give right-wing billionaires just massive power. I mean, building obviously on Buckley and Bilotti, but arguably Santa Clara County, but it's crazy stuff. It's just absolutely crazy stuff. Oh. And, yeah. Yeah, David Pepper.
Like I said, that dark money is now being used against Republicans who dare stand up to it. And that's what happened just now in Texas.
Which is...
And by the way, it happened in Ohio, too. We had a primary. Some Republicans had worked with some Democrats on some things. Dark money swooping in attacked them, too.
Yeah.
So it's just to maintain power and to maintain, as we've talked about before, sort of the private interests are gobbling up public resources all the time.
Yeah.
And those billions are spent to keep that going, even against Republicans who stand up to
this. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's oligarchy. The website, davidpepper.substack.com. Get over and sign up. David, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would
not.
Just yeah. start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. They feature grape seed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. And I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, nothing to mix, they just taste wonderful. It's very, very convenient. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. The new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels too, an important nutrient for heart health. So find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, for a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews. GetSuperBeats.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. I published a piece over yesterday afternoon over on WisdomSchool.com titled, Is the Logic of Our Younger Culture Harmful to Our Planet? And the point that I'm making in this article is that older culture people who have a contiguous or continuous memory of thousands of years of history, who have oral traditions that are passed down from father to son, from mother to daughter, that these kinds of cultures tend to, not always, there are exceptions, but tend to live in greater balance with nature, in large part because at one point in time in their history, in what we would call prehistory, they screwed up nature and suffered the consequences of it. And, the outcome of that was learning how to live in balance with nature. You've also got societies where, the potlatch was a big deal. That was, the giving away. You gain status in these cultures or status in these cultures by giving things away, not by having things. And so, like the first Thanksgiving was almost certainly a potlatch. But the point that I make in the article is that we have this worldview that everything is, it's a very narcissistic worldview actually, that everything is here for us, that all the animals on the earth, that all the plants on the earth, that the rivers, the oceans, that all of it's there for us. If we want to dump our poison into it, if we want to dump our waste in it, if we want to you know, exploit it mercilessly, if we want to kill it off and eat it, whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. There'll be no consequences. Nature's unlimited, and it's all here for us because we're the center of the universe. And this worldview, what I refer to as the younger culture worldview, doesn't understand the long-term consequences. And so we're, for example, altering our atmosphere in ways that the Earth hasn't seen in hundreds of thousands of years. And we're risking throwing ourselves into something like the PETM, the Permian Eocene thermal event, PET thermal, I forget what the A stands for, or the M. Thermal maximum is what it was. And, you know, the PETM involved about a 5-degree increase in worldwide temperatures, Celsius, massive increase, in just a matter of weeks. And, you know, something hit a tipping point. And nobody's sure exactly what. They're still debating exactly what triggered the PETM. But, I mean, this is the kind of risk that we're taking. And we've got, you know, the glacier down in Antarctica, the Thwaites Glacier, that is holding up, you know, hundreds of billions of tons of water, fresh water. Same thing on Greenland. Greenland is actually losing its gravitational pull because it's losing millions of gallons of water every minute. And, you know, we are altering the Earth in ways that we've been warned about for 50 years or longer. But the fossil fuel industry, which is, you know, the principal culprit here, has been lying to us all these years. So anyhow, the article is about how, you know, the younger cultures kind of tolerate this kind of thing. And, you know, that our the whole ego thing, and, you know, we're just basically acting like narcissists relative to the planet, relative to other life forms on the planet. The horrible way that we treat animals, for example, you know, what we call farm animals, our food animals. There are, you know, there's so much we could do to make a more regenerative planet, to make a healthier planet, to make a place that we want to leave to our children and grandchildren. And most of it we're not doing. And, you know, there are society, I mean, you know, the Epic of Gilgamesh, for example, is the story of how, you know, when he cut down the head of the forest god Enlil, Humbuba was actually the forest god. Enlil was the god of gods who punished Gilgamesh for this. The punishment was to turn their fields, you know, to destroy the ability to grow crops in their fields. This was a barley-based culture. What happened was they were using bad irrigation practices, and it just salinated, it added salt to their soil to the point that it was no longer able to grow things. So it's like, you know, these cultures have these stories, and we need to learn from them and adopt some new stories ourselves about how to live in harmony with nature and each other.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You can read all about it at wisdomschool.com. It's titled, Is the Logic of Our Younger Culture Harmful to Our Planet? We'll be right back with your calls. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What his intent was isn't quite clear, but Los Angeles authorities say Ephraim Hunter was targeting Mayor Karen Bass when he broke into the official residence of the L.A. mayor before dawn on Sunday.
We believe that he was targeting the mayor, but it's an ongoing investigation.
L.A. County Sheriff George Gascon.
We have charged Mr. Hunter, 29 years of age, with one felony count of first-degree residential burglary, with a person present, and one felony count of vandalism of $400 or more in damage.
President Biden on Wednesday will sign the $95 billion foreign aid package with money for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and Indo-Pacific allies. The Senate overwhelmingly passed it on Tuesday night. The United Nations is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in Gaza that were raided by Israeli troops. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction celebrated its 30th anniversary last weekend in Hollywood. Gathering for the celebration were cast members Samuel L. Jackson, Uma Thurman, Harvey Keitel, and John Travolta. The event was held at Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard and was part of the TMC Classic Film Festival. The film was released in 1994 and was the follow-up to Tarantino's first film, Reservoir Dogs. Anne Hathaway recently talked about making out with several different actors in front of casting directors to see if there was chemistry. Hathaway said she went along with the antiquated practice in the early 2000s because she didn't want to be considered difficult. She said it was really awkward when the producers made it seem like she should be excited to make out with so many different guys in front of them. Hathaway produced and stars in the new film, The Idea of You, which will be released May 2nd and only makes out with people she wants to these days. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A freeze warning in effect for the overnight as we'll see clear skies, light winds, and temperatures tumbling to the upper 20s. After our frosty start Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies, highs reaching the mid-50s. Mostly clear mid-30s Wednesday night, currently 35 degrees.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
In her next episode, Maggie addresses all the debauchery coming out of the Trump trial. Sleeping? Farting? What else could happen live?
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
It was the third one of these three payoffs. Now, Trump is furiously denying that he ever had a baby with this woman. I don't know whether he's denied that he had sex with her. This doesn't seem to be making him happy at all. But anyhow, that's what's going on right now. And the jury is really getting an eyeful. I mean, you know, they saw the document that Michael Cohen and David Pecker had written up, you know, for the non-disclose, for the payment to this woman, or to the doorman, rather. And the headline on it is Donald Trump's illegitimate child in big letters, right? So that's what the jury saw. It's getting interesting. So picking up your calls here, Tom in Irvine, California. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Yes, in the first hour, you had a caller, I think her name was Denise, talking about how Trump doesn't want to go to jail. And I agree 100% with her. Trump is bluffing. Can you imagine how he would handle his hair problem and his orange makeup in jail?
Yeah, given the fact that he's totally bald on the very top, according to his daughter, and that he just has hair plugs across the front, you know, he would not. I mean, this is why he refused to go out in the rain when, you know, to honor the veterans of D-Day in France.
Exactly. Yeah, being a true martyr would be too much of a sacrifice for him.
Yeah. I'm coming around to that, and it's funny because that used to be my position, was that no way Trump wants to go to jail, but you know, lately he's been acting like he really wants to. I'm recalibrating my thinking though, and I think what he's trying to do is he needs to maintain this tough guy patina. You know, if his followers are going to continue to view him as the second incarnation of Jesus. He's got to be the tough guy. He's got to be the big guy. He's got to be the successful guy. He's got to be the guy nobody can challenge. And, to jail does not characterize you that way. So I think that what he's doing is he's playing the tough guy on social media as far as he can without going to jail. And that's why this afternoon when he came out of the courtroom after the contempt hearing, he tweeted, you know, bad stuff about Judge Mershon, because Judge Mershon is the only person that the gag order allows Donald Trump to attack. So
exactly.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. And one last thing. Earlier this year, Seth Abramson wrote a long article about Trump's flatulence and body odor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you and Louise crossed paths with him. Did you notice any of that?
We did not. At least I did not. I haven't. I'm sure if Louise had noticed, she would have told me. I mean, he might have just, he had just arrived and this was before he was president. I mean, he had just probably just come down from Trump Tower. Well, actually, this was in Washington, D.C., so, he might have just come into town for the day or something. But, you know, he was fresh. So.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Yep, good talking to you, Tom. Thanks for the call. Nancy in Springfield, Oregon. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Yeah, you were talking about the inequality.
Mm-hmm.
I read a really, really good book many years back called Spirit Level about how
Yeah, by inequality... Wilkerson and Pickens. Richard Wilkerson
yeah, really
and
good
Pickens.
Book. Okay, but I got to thinking the cause of the inequality is the corruption in our government.
I think I think they go hand in hand. I think inequality fosters corruption. Corruption fosters inequality, and the corruption has been
but
authorized
I think the corruption
by the
comes
Supreme
first.
Court. Yeah, arguably, yeah.
I comes first.
Yeah, if you look at, I mean, you know, in the 1960s, 70s, and even the early 80s, the average CEO in America only made 30 times what the average worker did because the top income tax rate was 74% when you hit that, you know, 30 times pay. And who wants to pay all their money to the government? So instead they, you know, invest money in their companies and things like that. That all changed with the Reagan tax cuts. So, yes.
Yep, that's my take on it. I lived in Brazil as a kid, and there was a lot of corruption. It was in the 50s and 60s, so.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of corruption down there then, and that's, I think, how it kind of gets started.
Yeah.
They make the laws that cause the inequality.
Yeah, and I've seen that in many third world countries, and you're absolutely right. It's like their leaders, come up with a local band of oligarchs, and then the little group of them basically just, you know, strip the country.
Make the laws.
Yeah, there you go. And you see that with Viktor Orban and Vladimir Putin right now, quite obviously, but it's happening all over the world. Excellent point, Nancy. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, nice talking with you. Kevin in Oxford, Michigan. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was wondering about that foreign aid bill. When it gets to President Biden's desk,
Should be this afternoon.
I got another thing I'd like to say after this. Hello?
Yeah, I said it should be this afternoon that the Senate votes on that. And yes, I hear you fine.
Okay. I was wondering, I want one more point after this real quick, but I was wondering once it gets to his desk, if he could, sorry, I'm a little bit nervous, but if when it gets to his desk, if he can approve, you know, the aid to Ukraine, aid to Taiwan, you know, aid to the Palestinian people, and hold up the aid for the Israel people or for Netanyahu or whatever. And then use that as a negotiating tool, you know, to slow down the violence.
I believe by executive order, he can do something very much like that, Kevin. We'll have to wait and see if he does. He can make aid conditional.
Okay. And kind of up to my next point is that I believe that these people that don't want to vote for Biden because of what's going on in Israel and stuff like this need to look at the bigger picture. What would Trump doing? What would Trump do? Look at Ukraine. I mean, maybe he would take over. He would give that to Netanyahu and Trump, so that way Trump and Kushner can build their condos there.
Yep.
And then he would give Ukraine to Putin and then trample all over the rest of Europe.
Yep. You're absolutely right, Kevin.
You know, so they've already said more than a
Yeah, no, these guys are not patriots, to say the very least. Kevin, thank you for the call. Well said. Thank you. Susan in Smithsboro, Illinois. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Well, hey, Tom. I've been thinking about this ramifications of the gag order with Trump.
Yeah.
And he can't be sent to jail, number one, because that's what he wants, I believe. So I came up with this idea that every time he breaks the gag order, that he should be charged by the word, starting out at $1,000 a word.
Yeah.
And then he does it again. It goes up to $10,000 a word and on until he shuts up.
Yeah.
And everybody knows he's cheap by the way he dresses. So let's hit him where it hurts.
Yeah. The problem, Susan, is that New York State law is quite specific about this. If you charge somebody with criminal contempt, you have two options. You can charge them up to $1,000 and maybe $2,000 or $3,000, I'm not certain. And it may be able to go up after the first offense, essentially. But you can charge them a small amount of money. And I say small, you know, $1,000 is a big deal for a lot of people. But for Donald Trump, it's what he finds in the sofa cushions. You can send him to jail. Those are your two choices. And, you know, clearly they're trying to avoid the send him to jail from the get-go. But I think what the judge is going to do is he's going to say, okay, I'm going to fine you for this and this and this. And if you do this again, you will go to jail. He's going to give him all the rope he wants. And then, you know, I think he probably will
order Trump, you know, held overnight or something like that. I'd love to see it, actually. And I do think that this is the last thing that Donald Trump wants. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, but you have to admit it would be great to see him go up and up and up.
Yeah. Yeah. Photo of Trump behind bars. I'd pay for that. I would pay good money for that. Susan, thank you for the call.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Great talking with you. Thank you very much. It is 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, oh, come on, give me a break. Seriously? We'll be right back.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then Governor Tommy Thompson, who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Tom in Cochrane, Alberta, Canada. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Thomas. I was listening to Mr. Pepper's commentary, and I was really quite intrigued by the fact that young people seem to accept Trump. And I kind of, thinking back in my life growing up, pardon me?
Some of them, yes. Keep going.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them, obviously. I mean, I live in a quantum world, so there's always a distribution. But when I was 19, I was fairly conservative, I guess. I was a registered Republican at the time. And in the 1970s, where I grew up in Western New York, actually it was kind of an very upper Appalachia. You know, at 19, I might have accepted Trump, maybe for different reasons than some people do today. But all I did was feel a distrust of the government, feeling of being abandoned by the government, lack of representation. Love Canal was a great example because people were sick and getting ill, and the government just didn't seem to do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, the government ultimately bought all those people out and started the I'm forgetting what it's called, the Superfund site program.
Superfund, yes.
As a result of Love Canal. I mean, you know, they
where
did
I lived, there was a Superfund area is too, you know, in Western New York, and it was really quite significant.
Yeah.
But you know, I think we might see Trump fade, as you said in the past. Mm-hmm. But I think the disease in the parts of the population of the United States is remaining, and we're going to see that surface again. I'm afraid, maybe not with Trump, but with a Trump successor.
No, there always had been. I mean, you know, it was the Confederacy back, you know, in 1835 when basically the South ended democracy, you know, with John C. Calhoun and his buddies. It was, you know, during World War One, there was a pacifist movement. During World War II, there was the pro-Hitler movement. And, you know, it had seized most of the Republican Party, actually. Rex Stout about it. Say what?
I read Mein Kampf in a very good English translation, mm-hmm. and if Trump isn't playing by that playbook, so to speak, I would be shocked.
Yeah,
just shocked.
He absolutely is, Tom. He absolutely is. Tom, thanks a lot for the call.
I'm just worrying we're not addressing the problem as it exists today. I mean, yes, there's always been problems with various upheavals and whatnot, but we need to do something different. All these other things that are happening are diverting us from the real problem.
What different would you suggest?
I'm neither a sociologist nor a politician, so I don't have much idea on that kind of thing. I'm sorry
That's
to make a comment without an idea.
It is a challenge. Okay, Tom, thanks a lot for the call. And thanks for listening to us there in Alberta, Canada. I appreciate it. Jerry in Oswego, Illinois. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey,
I just need some enlightenment on January 6th, whatever you want to call it. I am to the point that I cannot understand why the Supreme Court even takes up the case for 1 minute to decide it's anything other than an attack on our Capitol.
Right. Well, you've got three members of the court who were appointed by Trump, and you've got two members of the court.
I need a lawyer or you or somebody to explain to me why this isn't a simple attack on our government.
It is, and it's a simple attack on our government that's been overseen and has been overseen since the 70s by right-wing Republican conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court. And, you know, they legalized political bribery, they've legalized corruption, they put forward this doctrine that corporations are entitled to rights under the Bill of Rights
like the right of privacy or the right to free speech, the right to influence elections. I mean, you know, just things that are just unimaginable in most other countries. And, you know, the Supreme Court has sold us out in a really big way, Jerry, on this. And that's a big problem. Jerry, thank you for the call. Rich in Denver. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you. It's been a while. Also to the last caller on David Pepper, it's absolutely amazing conversation. And we can solve this in one fell swoop, including Ohio. You know, we can get money out of politics. I mentioned to your call screener, I think his name is Mark, and you probably know that there's a video of Edward R. Murrow interviewing former President Harry Truman, and they get into talking about money in politics. And Edward R. Murrow says, well, what happens when the one guy has more money than the other guy? And Truman's response was, it's already happening. Mm-hmm. And he talks about the Republicans as the royalists,
yeah,
much like FDR did.
Yeah.
And as you said before, Tom, you know, we turned out an enemy plane or plane for the World War II every 63 minutes. And I don't know if you've said this, but unions and manufacturing were employed one third of all Americans in this country at one time.
That's right. In 1980, when Reagan came into office.
Right. We haven't had a legitimately elected Republican since Eisenhower.
Yep.
And we need to, I know President Biden hasn't said it, but maybe he's thinking it. We need to get rid of the Jim Crow Electoral College, and we need to rebalance the court and put progressive persons of color, maybe women, likely women, on the court. And because we have 13 federal districts, and we have only 9 judges.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we could, you know,
there's an easy rationale for taking it to 13. I agree with you, Rich, and I would love to see Joe Biden do those things. I don't think he can do them until he has control of both the House, both the Senate and the House.
And
he needs, right, you know, really a more than just a one vote majority in the Senate in the event of a filibuster. Otherwise, you know, you might have a member of, you know, a Democrat who is going to pop up and play, you know, take over for take over for Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema.
Which again, it's the money has corrupted the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it has.
If these people weren't taking the money, you know, you wouldn't have people like Manchin in office. You know,
yeah,
Sinema and Manchin.
Yeah.
You know, we would be much more principled. I mean, and democracy's on the wane in the world, you know.
Mm.
My mother was Dutch, and Holland, the Netherlands, just elected a far right.
No, it's happening all over Europe. You know, because of immigration, that's what's driving it. Rich, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Well said. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Republicans are trying to fool women. Also, you know, why this summer could be incredibly hot. But Republicans are trying to fool women in red states with BS abortion ballot measures. This is getting wild. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old-school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us to talk about tax cuts and then public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.